the benefits of good crop nitrogen management today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Micromanaging all the variables in crop production to maximize returns. Now retired from the USDA's Agricultural Research Service, Jerry Hatfield helped lead a study to learn how to get the best crop production result.
It's not about managing on a square meter basis or a square yard basis within that field. It's really saying, what can we do to help that farmer achieve a greater sense of profitability on their whole field, as well as their whole farm, by taking advantage of some pretty interesting and scientifically robust information.
Hatfield says that information came from a study initially started to learn how to make agriculture carbon neutral. An important component was having a prescriptive approach to nitrogen management.
When we start talking about the next generation of digital agriculture, that's really where I think that we're looking at more than saying we're changing rate. No, we're changing profitability. We're changing all these simultaneously. And we want to help farmers take advantage of this knowledge to help them do that.
Hatfield says the nitrogen savings were dramatic, which lowered production costs and led to fewer greenhouse gas emissions, less nutrient content in water runoff, and higher returns for farmers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.